Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is a show that was created so that you could ask those questions that you have of the divine and get the answers that would actually make a difference in your life. And we will start as always by introducing ourselves. And here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is DC Love, the magical DC Love. I'm honored to be here this evening. A little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm an empath. I'm an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and there's a few other things. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angel, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers, and my mom, who transitioned in 2007 and just decided to show up a couple weeks ago on our show. So I have quite a team. And Joan is one of the more interesting ones. She left the door open, and those on the other side, they walk through it continually. And this really does give me access to, you know, really funny energy, and, you know, it's mixed in with divine source, so it's amazing, and it helps me to connect and work with people, you know, from all walks of life. Prior to doing, you know, what I'm doing now, which I can't imagine, you know, not doing, I did have a career in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. It truly is. And this is the force that I belong to in the backbone of my current journey of service. Happy Sunday evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Barbara?
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, and I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. And that is because freedom and empowerment have always been important to me. I think that they are what I've always been looking for. And so on my amazing journey, I've learned a lot about who I am and who I'm not, and I'm learning even more now and figuring out how to stop figuring it out, because life is not about what you do, it's about who you're being. And if that just makes absolutely no sense to you, that's fine. And if it makes a little bit of sense to you, that's fine. It's all part of the process. If you want to learn more about me and what I do, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there. I'm always changing something because I'm gaining understanding. And I share what I gain. So now it is time for our show and time for your questions. So our first caller is from area code 850. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. How are you,
hello.
Hon?
I'm okay.
Beautiful. What's going on with you?
I was wondering if you could tell me what's coming up this week, or what's coming
okay.
up? Okay. Yeah. Any messages?
Okay. Well, Ginger's hanging out with my mom, her grandmother, and she's still a girlfriend. Don't let anyone who hasn't walked in your shoes tell you how to tie your laces. So I think, okay. You know, that has to do with work and, you know, with people that you work with. You do an amazing job, correct?
Yes.
You do, and you've got to just really start, you know, having full confidence in yourself. Sheila, you are amazing. You are truly, truly amazing.
Thank you.
And you've got to believe that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I'm just getting you know, as we spoke with you last time, make sure that you have all your work properly backed up, okay?
Okay.
I feel like that's going to be, you know, really, really important is backing up that work. Okay, and just sending unconditional love to the person, you know, around you that may possibly, you know, get on your last nerve or not be, you know, the person that you thought they were, okay? You're going to be mm-hmm. surprised how, you know, sending that love and compassion really helps the situation, okay?
Okay.
And, Sheila, I'm getting, you know, like, for this week even, you're going to see that this is going to be a time of new possibilities for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You've been working really hard. You always work hard. But I'm also getting, please watch, because, you know, if you don't take care of yourself, take time out for you, your health may begin to suffer a little bit. So hopefully you're taking, like, periodic breaks to really just, you know, wind down, connect with your joy, and doing a little, you know, a little for you, because I know that you get frustrated at work. You're looking for answers. And you're saying, you know, if you just allow, those answers are going to come. And I know there's, you know, it's hard to work with someone that either doesn't understand you or doesn't, you know, want to help you fully. So I know there's a disconnect there with that person, okay? And they just ask the angels to come in, you know, send them love. As long as you have everything backed up, you know, give them a little bit of time. And, you know, if nothing happens, then, like, as we told you, you have everything that you need to show your supervisor. I do feel like, you know, you're walking into a brand new chapter of your life. It's going to be starting soon. And it may be this week, maybe a couple days longer, but I feel like it's going to be really positive. And I'm getting, you know, things are going to go great for you in regard to work. And I feel like other opportunities as well. Ginger's showing me pieces of a puzzle, Sheila, where everything looks like it's falling into place. So Ginger's, you know, you got to be ready for positive change to come your way. You know, and that positive change is coming, Sheila. You deserve it. And you have such an amazing light within you. You have such a beautiful heart. You're just a pure, beautiful soul. And you are attracting many beautiful opportunities your way. So keep your eyes open. Watch for, you know, synchronicities, opportunities, and maybe a little bit of information that you receive that's going to help you to, you know, walk ahead into that beautiful new chapter of your life, okay?
Okay.
But I am hearing the word success around you and an abundance of opportunities, okay?
Okay.
Watch that you're not holding on to fear, Sheila. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And Ginger's just showing me, like, these beautiful doors ahead of you, hon.
Okay.
And they're beautiful doors. They're doors that are going to make you happy. They're doors that lead to new beginnings. And in all aspects of your life, you know, even in your personal life. And we are in the, you know, the season of spring, and you're blooming like, you know, a beautiful, amazing flower, Sheila, okay?
Oh, great. Thanks.
So you've got to make sure you don't hold on to anything that's not positive, anything that's not love. You have to just allow it to just, you know, to leave. Ask the angels to help you, because keep your, you know, your intentions positive and focus on only what you're wanting. And I do feel like, you know, what you're desiring is very close, okay?
Okay.
So just be a little bit more patient, and you have the power to create the life that you've been dreaming of. And Ginger is saying anything and everything is possible at this time, Sheila.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, just give yourself a pat on the back. You do, you know, your work amazingly well, and you're just a pure, beautiful soul, no matter if it's at work or somewhere else. Okay? So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Barbara come in a second, because I want to make sure that, you know, there's a little bit of limiting fears within you. You have a couple doubts, a little bit of worries, you know, and we're going to clear that up. And interesting girlfriend, you know, if it gets nice and, you know, sunny, please try to take, you know, advantage of it and get a little bit of fresh air. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's saying that's going to help you, you know, to connect with Mother Earth. And as I'm saying that, I'm looking outside and it's sleeting here and it's in the 20s.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm going to stay in for tonight. But Ginger saying, Sheila, you're ready, okay? So you're ready to step onto that brand new path. See yourself as if you're already there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and, you know, add a little dose of healing. And Ginger's adding a little bit of happiness, and you're going to be good to go, okay?
Okay.
All righty, Barbara.
Okay. I'm hearing one phrase over and over, so let's do that one and see how it feels. And I'm going to do it several times, and you just listen and breathe. I release taking anything personally. 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 And letting that go is an important part of recognizing that things only mean what we decide that they mean. Things happen. Things are always happening. Most things that happen, you are not even aware of happening, and so you don't put any kind of meaning on them. But when you see something happen, or when it happens near you, you have decided that it means something to you. And most of the time people decide it means something negative. And so they have these feelings that come up, these beliefs that come up that create something negative out of a situation. But the reality is that it doesn't mean anything except what you have decided that it means. So by letting go of taking things personally, you give yourself the freedom to experience whatever and to recognize that you are the one who is deciding what you are experiencing. And it's when we let go of that, it means this to me, that we can actually benefit from whatever is going on. So they want you to release taking things personally. And they're talking about everything.
Okay.
And then you just get to decide how you want to feel. If you want to be happy, you'll be happy. Happiness is not based on what's going on around you. It's based on what you are choosing to experience. So it's about putting your power back into your own hands instead of letting the world dictate or you being a victim. So when you release taking anything personally, beautiful sense of peace, because there's nothing to worry about, because nothing means anything unless you decide otherwise. Okay, so they want you to practice releasing everything. See how you feel. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Thank you, DC.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. Take care.
Okay.
God bless, honey.
Okay. So we are moving on to our caller from area code 541. Come on,
buddy.
Let's see if this is Kat.
Hi. Yeah,
hi,
Kat.
Hi, Kat. How are you,
hon? I'm having some reactions to the iron infusions I got last week, and I have to have more this week. Like, been achy body and headaches and all this stuff going on. So, not sleeping, but I'm pet sitting for a sweet dog, so that's out of my
house.
Oh,
well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That always helps. The beautiful energy.
Yeah.
A little fur baby.
Yes, he's sweet. So, but I've had a lot coming up with betrayals and just triggers, like if I hear ex's name or see the car or something like that, that keeps coming up. But
well, when you mentioned like headache, the thing that I was getting, your resistance to change.
Hmm.
Maybe a little self-critical of yourself.
Oh, always.
Okay. You know, when you hear like an ex's name, just send love. Love's always the answer.
Okay.
Okay. But what I'm getting, you know, what is it that scares you about change? What would happen if you woke up one morning and you felt absolutely amazing?
I would love that. I don't know what it is. But it's been so long that this has been ongoing. I'm just still so drained and so.
Well, sure. I'm getting, you know, you're holding on to so much stress, and your focus is, I don't feel well. I feel bad, and you have the cat. You deserve to be healthy.
Yes, I want to be.
You totally deserve to be healthy. You don't have to hold on to the pain. You don't have to hold on to the old story anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got to, you know, allow yourself to feel better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like we've got to, you know, try just even like for a week and then call us back like next week. Try to, when you get up each morning, say how amazingly wonderful you feel.
Okay.
And just start feeling it. And I think if you really start saying it, you're going to start, you know, if you say it continually, you're going to start to believe it. And I feel like, you know, you do know that, like when you say, you know, I feel wonderful, oh, I'm amazing today, that your words do help. You actually feel healthier.
Okay. I do it, but I guess not consistently. I'm just always trying to do so much with the cleansing and the diet and the supplements and the this
and
that.
Yeah, you're focused on that, but there's like I said, there's another aspect, the spiritual aspect, and that's what you call us about. And you're still holding on to very old memories that you have.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff you're holding on to is very, very, very old, okay?
Yeah.
So when you're worrying about, like, all that stuff that you're doing, you're missing out on all the good that's happening in that moment, okay?
Yeah.
So we've got to get rid of all of that, you know? And, you know, have you ever just gotten up and saying, you know, I'm just going to connect with my joy, and don't worry about anything else but connecting with your joy? Take, you know, a courageous step forward and do something that really makes you feel excited, makes you feel happy, you know, makes you just joy, smile, you know. And I feel like, you know, doing something like that will start to change your energy for you.
Okay.
You have all these angels around you. You have a beautiful divine team. And they've heard, you know, your thoughts and different things about how you're feeling. And they're ready to help you, but you've got to be open to receive that beautiful, amazing, healing energy.
Okay.
So you've got to be aware of it. You've got to be fully open to it. And, you know, be open to receiving, Kat. You know, you've given so much, but I don't see you getting back as much as you give. Okay?
Nope. I have not.
A tremendous imbalance. Okay, and healing that pattern will also help with you feeling stuck where you are presently, okay? Even financially, if you're more than you're receiving, it's going to, you know, it's going to block your finances as well.
Yeah.
Okay, and just wake up and say a couple of things you're grateful for. you know, even the littlest of blessings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, you know, I'm hearing like you're a caretaker, you know, a family caretaker is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so filled with worry, with negative energy, with anxiety. And you don't have to hold on to a cat.
Mm.
You know, you could breathe it upward to heaven and allow it not to be yours anymore. It's time to release all of this.
Yes, I want to.
I feel, you know, I see a beautiful life ahead of you, and you don't have time, like, worrying about taking supplements and continually, like, in a state of worry. You should be out there enjoying your life, living life to the fullest, because you truly do deserve it, hon.
I would very much like to hear that. I just hope that I can get my iron up and not continue to lose it and get that under control.
Okay, please. So you were saying get your iron up and what now?
Not keep losing it.
Okay.
Yeah, I have problems with my cycles since I was 13. So.
Okay.
Losing it. Draining my energies for so long.
Okay. Well, you do know. Like you're saying, you're having issues with your cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Our perspective, like I said, we're not your, you know, we're not your MD or anything. You know,
yeah.
But you don't feel fulfilled in life, Kat. You've lost your joy of living.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the you know, the iron deficiency comes in.
Well, it started at 13, so I know. Yeah.
And I, you know, was that around the time like you were really maybe starting to take on family issues?
Oh, yeah. My parents got divorced and all that stuff, and I had to move from Seattle to a small town.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm getting with that, you know, as well. That's when it started. Okay, so if you're willing to surrender all of this and, you know, allow
mm-hmm.
yourself to just be that amazing person that you are and, you know, carefree and enjoying life a little bit more, just say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to turn
yes,
you over
yes,
to Mark.
I want to say happy birthday. I was waiting on the line when you guys couldn't get me on last week. So.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
yeah.
that. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
I was listening to
that. Gosh. Well, I'll tell you, like I said, my mom, she transitioned in 2007. And I would
mm-hmm.
connect with her, like, you know, visit with her. She really never said anything. And then she just opened up. I guess she figured it was time. And she's never,
mm-hmm.
you know, been quiet since, Kat. So it's been kind of crazy, you know?
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
she's saying to you, you know, this is Rita, Kat, I'm DC's mom. And she's saying,
aww.
The way I see it, she's saying, when life, you know, closes the door, if you ask me, I would just, you know, find a window to scream out of, you know. So look for a window and scream.
I like that. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna turn you over to Barbara. God bless. We love you, Kat.
Thank you.
Okay, Kat, the phrase that I'm getting for you is I release all pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
I release all pain and suffering. 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 I release all pain. And suffering. I release all pain and suffering. And they're saying that in your life, pain and suffering have become your habits. They have become what you expect to find every time you wake up. They have become what you consider your normal life. And in order for your life to change, in order for you to move into creating what you truly desire, you need to break the habit and just release all of the pain, all of the suffering, And even if your brain is telling you why you should have the pain and suffering, while you're saying, I release all pain and suffering, just ignore your brain. It's telling you what your habit is. But you can change your habit. You are the one that created it. So you have the power to change it. And that's true of anything in your life. You created it. So you have the power to change it. Start releasing the things that you don't desire to feel or experience so that you can begin to feel the things that you do desire, the things that bring you joy. Choice is yours. It's your creation. And you can change it. Okay, that's what they wanted you to know.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Barbara, Kendra has a question for Kat.
Okay.
She's saying, Kat, we love you, and we ask you to just, you know, don't be afraid to show the world who you truly are. What if that person that you truly are, the Kat that we know, what if that is the, you know, the beautiful woman that the world is interested in and not, you know, the Kat that you show others now? So we know who you really are, who you are really capable of. Why are you afraid to show the world that beautiful version of yourself?
Don't know.
So Ginger's saying, Barbara, I think she needs a little work on that.
Well, what they're telling me is that you're actually afraid to show yourself who you really are. Because that's part of your habit, your conditioning, to diminish your own self. So it's not the world that you are concerned about. It's you. And it's understanding that you really are powerful. You really are the one who has created everything you have experienced. And your brain does not like that. Every time I say something like that, it just has a little fit. Because that means that everything has happened. You could have changed because you created it. It's about being responsible. And it's not blame, because there's nothing to blame, but it's about accepting that you have the ability to create anything. And what you have in your life is what you have chosen to create. So pick the little things that that you're not that attached to. And start releasing them. And just do the little things. Nothing big, nothing important. You know, just the little things. So that you can get used to seeing your life change as you are changing your beliefs about yourself. And one of the things that they're saying, and this one is a big one, but they're saying that you should release being powerless. I 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 release being powerless. And I can feel the energy moving through your body when I say that. So you really do have the power to make changes in your own life. Start your abilities to change back. And let go of the whole notion that things have to be the way they've always been. Because that's just a habit. That's just a habit. And you can always let it go. Okay, DC, that's what I was getting for her.
Thank you.
Beautiful. No, I loved it. Yep. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, do something that scares you. Try to do that every day.
Being live on the internet, that's what scared me. Somebody wanted me to do a live video or like, that scared me.
You've got to get out there. You've got to just put yourself out there a little bit. And I feel like you really have to let the world see the person that you truly are.
Yeah.
You're afraid to show yourself, but you're afraid to show the world. And once they see that beautiful person that you are, I don't know why you are not showing yourself and you're not showing the world. You know, you're not connecting with that amazing woman that's there and wants to say enough is enough, Kat. Let's go here, you know? So, but try to just be positive the entire week and just say positive affirmations in regard to health. Try to, lighten up a little bit. Do something that helps you to connect with your joy. You deserve, to finally have the beautiful life and to be able to travel and do what you want to do, Kat.
Oh, I want to. I'm supposed to have 3 more of these infusions, so I just do not want to have what I had happen these last 3 days with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be it.
It's crazy. But you're going to start telling that other story, and you're going to be healthier where you don't need them.
Don't need it. No. Okay.
Okay. So you stay positive for the entire week and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Okay. We are moving to the caller from area code 334. Hi, who's this?
Somebody that's unmuted, and I'm so glad to be able to speak.
Hello, Queen.
Hello, Queen. How are you?
I'm glad to be speaking with each of you. And it's so nice to... Go ahead.
No, we're happy as well to connect with you. It's an honor. My goodness, yes.
Oh, the same. And how wonderful your mother is now with you in this way. Beautiful.
Well, she's just as crazy as Joan Rivers and Betty White, and Ginger's trying to keep them all under control somewhat, so I don't know.
Well, that variety makes the world go around. So,
It does.
Joan Rivers. So I'm sure I'll enjoy your mother. And
yes.
Good for Ginger.
Well, as you were connecting, I just saw like you're awakening. And what is it now that have you been connecting with? Your heart has expanded. My goodness.
Myself.
Your passion's amazing. My goodness.
Thank you. I have a question. I am really considering making an investment.
Okay.
And I would like to know what you get, what Barbara gets around me making this investment.
Okay. Okay, let me just see if I can pick up on some of your energy. Okay. Okay. All right. So Ginger's picking up on your energy, too. Do you feel good about a queen?
Mostly, yes.
Because I just saw the sunshine on you, and when the sun shines on you, Ginger says, that means a positive outcome.
Yeah, mostly, yes. I'm still exploring, looking into it, so that I'm comfortable in my mental self.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you have to be really, feeling it, Queen, so that you don't, because when you're not feeling it 100%, it's sort of like your energy starts going backwards a little bit, and it would slow down, whatever you're investing in. It's going to slow down the process things. And Ginger saying, you know, Queen, you're a money magnet.
It's about money.
You're capable of having, you know, what it is you're wanting, you know, and as well, like, unlimited success, you know?
I received. Thank you. Hi, Ginger.
She's saying hi. She's saying you haven't invited her for a ride in a while. She wants to connect with you.
I was thinking that as she was saying it. I was thinking that. So, you know, I'm going out tomorrow. You know,
Buckle up.
I'm taking you with me. Yes.
She's saying, you know, Queen is always the leader of the pack, so she's going to be happy to connect with you and go for that amazing ride. So she can't wait, Queen. Yeah, I do.
I'm looking forward to it.
I do. Like, I'm getting opportunities here. I'm hearing opportunities, but having faith, you know?
Okay.
And I feel like sort of like, you know, you want to do this, but you're holding onto something, Ginger, showing me so tight. And, you know, it's going to stop you from going forward. If you're going to do this, you've got to go forward. You've got to have trust. And you've got to know that you are being guided. You're being supported. You're being protected. You're being loved. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Okay. So as long as you feel, like I said, as long as you feel good, because I did see the sunshine when you had asked about, you know, the investment, but your energy pulls it back a little bit when you're, you know. So Ginger's saying, you know, you've got to stay grounded too, Queen. I feel like right now, like when you asked about, you know, specifically about the investment, I felt your energy was like, it flip-flops a little bit, if that makes sense.
It makes sense.
It goes backwards a little bit, you know. Okay. So.
Yes, because as I'm inquiring about it, different things, you know, putting the pieces to this puzzle together,
okay.
You know, a piece may not fit as I think it should. So
okay,
because
I'm getting the word integrity, you know.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, like, what is Ginger's trying to tell me? Okay. You know, you have to make sure, like, if you're going to be going forward with this, it's sort of like not a sacrifice of your spirit for the physical, for what you're wanting physically. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what they're saying, and it's your message. And, you know, you've got to be careful and trust the universe to help you go forward. And you are filled with a lot of creativity, Queen. Okay? And, you know, Ginger saying your creativity is like the spice of life.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's what she's showing me. But when I don't feel like you're all in other words, like with this investment.
I'm not yet.
I feel like then it's not a good time, you know? When you feel like you're all in and you have that, like, you know, really nice feeling, that's when you're going to walk forward into, you know, you're opening a door to success. So when you're thinking about that, listen with your heart, okay?
I will do. And I also, a little while ago, then I remembered you. My two sisters were on. I said, well, what I will do to make myself feel better, because what I'm holding on so tight to is my money. And I said, what I'm going to do is create, because I haven't created any pieces, particularly jewelry pieces in a while. And I said, I'm going to create some pieces that will make me feel comfortable about stepping out on the ledge, so to speak, and jumping.
That sounds wonderful. Yes, I love the way that sounds. That sounds absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
There's some patterns from the past that you still have within you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like you're trying to release those patterns so that you can go forward and say, you know, I understand the old patterns, but now I'm going forward, you know, and I'm grateful. And you're transitioning into, like, this new stage of your life.
I receive.
When you said patterns, I have to tell you, when you said patterns, what I saw was the earrings that you gifted me.
Okay. I'll make something on that vibration.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the beautiful, beautiful, you know, the earrings. So that's immediately what I was seeing. So you've got to let go. Like I said, you've got to let go of that little bit of past energy. Acknowledge, like, what it was that scared you in the past. You know,
okay.
Acknowledge, you know, what held you back. Maybe when you wanted to go forward and, you know, you didn't do it because there was something holding you back. And it, you know, it has served a purpose. There was a reason for it. There always is, you know, when we don't, you know, go forward for some reason at that time. But, you know, you bless it for the power to inform, and then you walk into that beautiful new chapter of your life. You walk into that beautiful energy, and you know that you're loved, you're supported, you're guided, you know, you're protected. The universe has your back. That's what I keep getting. Queen, the universe has your back.
For sure.
You know,
sure.
So I hope that makes sense. I mean, when you're all in, the answer is yes, but right now I don't feel like you're all in. Like, you're still, there's, you know, something that's not, you know, feeling right, you know?
Probably.
So my mother's
also
suggesting when you pick up Ginger tomorrow, talk about it with the dog.
I will. I definitely will. We will have a heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul chat. Hi, hi, Ma.
Yeah, she said you can nice call me Rita. Yep.
Hi, Rita. Nice to meet you.
She's
and
very.
You for,
oh, she's happy to meet you too, Queen. Okay, so my mother's telling me hand you over to Barbara to release that little bit of energy that's connected with old patterns that is no longer serving you.
All righty. I thank you.
Oh, and thank you for calling in. It's so wonderful to connect, Queen. And as I'm,
always
you know what, as I'm giving you over to Barbara, for some reason, my mother's showing me she needs to make a necklace. And it's a necklace for you to wear.
Okay.
So you're
going to
have, you're going to have to sit and meditate, but I see a beautiful necklace that you're wearing. Okay. Barbara?
Okay. Well, I'm getting a releasing statement for you. So I'm going to say it several times, and then I'm going to talk to you. I wonder what I'm going to talk to you about. Doesn't matter. Okay, here we go. I release all fear. I accept my integrity. I release all fear. I accept my integrity. I release all fear.
I accept my integrity.
I release all fear.
Fear.
I accept my integrity. I release all fear. I accept my integrity. I release all fear. I accept my integrity. Okay, and here is the message that comes with that. You know in your heart who you are. You know in your heart who you are. It's time to live more from your heart. Because your brain has been conditioned to find problems, issues, whatever you want to call it. Stop listening to your brain. Listen only to your heart. Because it's going to show you the truth. The truth about you, the truth about life, the truth about everything. You are not who you've been taught to believe that you are. You are not a personality. You are not a body. You are not just human. To your heart. Let it help you to let go of everything that is not important. Let it help you see the truth of you. To have an awareness of yourself, of your life. You won't lose who you are, but it will not be important to you anymore. And you will start living from the love within you. And then you won't have to question any choices that you make, because you will know they come from your heart. That's what she wanted to say to you.
Well, I take it away in my heart from each of you, from all of you. And I am grateful, as always. And I shall release all fear and accept my integrity.
Wonderful.
Namaste.
Namaste, Queen.
Okay. Now we have a question from the chat room from Spirit Inform. And Spirit Inform would like to know if she can receive a message from Mother Mary.
Okay. Hi, Spirit Inform. This is DC. Mother Mary is so honored to connect with you today. The first thing that I'm getting is make the decisions that you're making based on your highest good. And as, you know, DC, 12 Queen, make them from your heart, okay? And I'm getting, you know, I'm seeing your big, beautiful heart, and I'm hearing always follow your heart, because your mind is not going to give you the guidance that you are needing at this time. So please, you know that I am with you. I'm always here. All you have to do is call upon me and release any ideas that you're having that are not for your highest good, that are not loving. And also remember, some things that happen that, you know, you are around, or, you know, they seem to be happening to you, things like that are not always about you. I'm also hearing the word changes. And Mother Mary is going to be with you through all your changes, okay? She's here, and she has a divine team with her. And she's helping you to heal from your past, Spirit and Form. She's saying, my beloved, I am here. Call upon me. I'm here to help you with your soul's purpose on this earth. Just be open to receiving the information I bring forth, as well as the healing that I bring to you. So I feel like you're going into a beautiful chapter of your life. This is going to be absolutely amazing. And she's asking you to take a little time out to really get to know yourself and make sure that you're loving yourself. That is so important. And think about the changes she's asking that you need to make in your life right now. And always, you know, always choose love. Love is always the answer. And please, above all, keep your heart open. Don't be afraid to be the wonderful, beautiful woman that you are. So, Barbara, that is the message that I received.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'm getting a releasing statement for you, Spirit Informed. And the statement is, I release the habit of thinking. 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 The habit of thinking. I release the habit of thinking. So you have a habit of thinking. And you believe that if you think long enough, you will be able to figure things out. And you have this habit, and they call it a habit because it doesn't actually work. It never actually has. But it's what you have chosen to believe. And so you continue to do it even though it doesn't work. So they want you to release the habit of thinking and start allowing the divinity within you, within your heart, to bring you the knowledge, the wisdom that will allow you to change your life, to open up to the beautiful, unlimited blessing that the Creator has for you. But you have to get out of the habit of thinking first. So release the habit of thinking. Release the habit of thinking and accept the love from your heart. And you will find that your life will change. So let go of thinking. Let it go. Even if it's scary, even if it doesn't feel right, even if your brain is saying, no, 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 you can't, let it go anyway. Time for you to start consciously choosing what you're doing in your life instead of living in the habit. The choice is yours. And you are loved and supported. And Mother Mary is there with you. And she says, if you want to just hand your thoughts over to her, that's fine. She'll take them. You don't have to live as you have always lived. There's never a time when you're too old to change. The choice is yours. You need the habit. Okay. And she says, thank you, DC, Mother Mary. She thought your message was beautiful. Says yes, she's constantly overthinking, and she will begin to release the habit of thinking. And they're showing it's going to bring a lightness to your life, sense of freedom, unlike anything you've had before. So just let go. Okay, and you are welcome, dear. And we are going on to our next caller in area code 914. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello, area code 914.
Hi, I didn't hear him. How are you?
Hi, Kat. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you ladies doing this evening?
Great.
Doing great. Doing great. How are you, hon?
Good, good. I'm excited. I'm going to put it out there that spring will be good for all of us. Spring is here.
Beautiful.
Yes. I was just wondering if... you see anything in terms of, I got a new idea to launch a project in a different way. I'm thinking of pulling like some parts together from an old project to revise it into a new one. I'm actually doing the finishing touches on it now. I was wondering if you see that being a good course of action to move forward, like kind of use bits of the old project as like a proof of concept to revise the thing. Yeah. Sorry, okay. Who is so wordy?
Ginger already had an answer. She's saying before you even asked the question, Kat. Okay. I'm hearing the word success around you.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Recognition. And I was hearing... Ginger was saying you're going to have career celebration, you know?
Oh.
So I really feel good. Okay. Right now, like the project that you're working on that you were mentioning, okay, I got a probably.
Okay.
So don't be afraid to communicate. You need, like, clear, open communication, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm getting, Kat, like, your energy, you're holding on to something. There's, like, an emotional attachment to having this success that you truly deserve.
Uh-huh.
And as we know, you know, when we, you know that, you know, you're amazing and you choose to think positively about you and what you're creating, you're able to create what you're wanting in your life. Okay? So
yeah.
I do feel like you have an emotional attachment to the outcome.
Uh-huh.
So you've got to, you've sort of got to release that, because Ginger's saying she's creating something amazing, and it's a labor of love, and I'm hearing success.
Yay.
Okay, so we've got to help you because you've worked hard. And she's saying, girlfriend, it's going to pay off. Believe me, it will.
Thank you.
Okay? You put so much energy into it, and I'm hearing, again, celebration. Okay?
Yeah.
And she's saying, just be sure that you're surrounding yourself with people that match your energy, people that are not in competition with you, people that want to see you, you know, succeed in all you do because you truly deserve it, Kat.
Thank you.
Okay, I am getting success. You know, you are, like I said, creating a labor of love. But I'm going to have Barbara come in because you are holding on to something for some reason.
Mm.
And have an emotional attachment that, you know, you've got to release. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? Okay, so I'm going to ask Barbara. Barbara, can you come in right now?
Thanks.
Okay. Kat, I'm giving a statement for you. So just breathe deeply and let these words move through you.
Okay.
I release not believing in myself.
Mm-hmm.
I release not believing in myself. 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 And they're showing me that this is something that you got when you were a little kid, several members of your family, because you were so bright and smart, and you have these wonderful ideas, and they were always dissuading you to get you to not believe that it could actually be true. And it was based on their beliefs, and part of it was sexist beliefs. And in fact, a lot of it was connected with the fact that you were a girl. If you'd been a boy, they would have supported you, and you probably would be a millionaire by now. But they didn't support that for you because you're a girl. And so you grew up with all these amazing ideas, believing that they could not come true. And so all your life you've struggled. You have these amazing ideas because you don't believe in yourself. So they want you to release not believing in yourself and let all of that go back through generations and generations of your family. Let all of that go and start living from your heart, not your brain, because your heart will always guide you to what is for the highest good. And you still have amazing potential. And the more you believe in yourself, then the higher you are going to go. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. No, I saw people while you were speaking that Yeah, that totally. I saw members of my family, and you're right, and instances. Yeah. So true.
Yeah, so it's time to break that habit.
Yeah, amen.
And start accepting that you deserve success. And there's nothing that you have phenomenal ideas. And it's time for them to start succeeding.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, both of you. You're just amazing, the both of you. Oh, wow.
Well, you're going to have an amazing, you know, story to tell us. And it's going to be filled with prosperity, success, and joy, and, you know, everything that you've been waiting for and you truly deserve, hon. So you've got to just stay positive and every day just, you know, thank God for the blessings that you have in your life. And I just, more and more is coming your way.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, my mom's like, yes, get excited. She always wants to know she's going to Italy.
Oh, gosh, God bless her.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Pat, and enjoy
you
your
tell her, you know what? She's Ginger's giving you the victory sign, and she's giving your mom the victory sign.
Aww.
She's saying celebrate, you know,
yeah.
Because you're going to have a beautiful time, the two of you in Italy.
Aww.
You're going to be enjoying, you know, all that you've accomplished, Kat, and you and your mom are just going to have some amazing times together. And I just feel like, you know, like I'm seeing like a cup, and Ginger's saying her cup is going to run it over.
Aw, thank you, Ginger. Aw.
And you're like a legacy for your family. That's what Ginger's saying. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Wow.
Okay. So don't be afraid to take those steps of faith, Ginger's telling you, Kat, and allow that abundance, which is your birthright, to surround your life today. Start feeling it and saying it and declaring it, okay?
Yes, amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Kat. Tell your mother we send our love as well, and stay in touch.
Thank you. Much love and blessings to you both. Thank you so much.
Well, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. We're moving to our next caller. Area code 229. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Miss Barbara. Hi, Miss.
Hi, Melvin.
Melvin, how are you, honey?
I'm stressed out. I have a lot on my plate, and I just want to know what you all see coming up for me. I don't know what's wrong with my family. Why they treat me so bad, and I don't know why. The people at dialysis treat me so bad. And I found the apartment. I'm trying to, when I'm supposed to move, but I'm going to go by there tomorrow. And I just want to know when I'm going to get out of here because this mold is really messing me up, messing my body up. And it's just too much on me.
Yeah, it sounds it, Melvin. Well, you know what? Just breathe. And wherever you are when you're going for the dialysis, you know, wherever you are, just send love because that helps to, you know, allow the divine to come in and help, you know, things to be resolved, you know, from a higher perspective, Melvin, okay? And when you were saying going to the hospital, like, there, I'm getting, you know, You have, like, issues with, you know, with your kidneys and stuff, and you're holding on to fear, Melvin, okay? And right now you're saying about, you know, like you have to get out because of the mold. There's like unstable living conditions. Okay. So you've got to release the fear. You've got to release the fear of, you know, change happening in your life. Okay. And allow yourself to manifest the positive life that you're truly deserving of. Okay. Everything that we're feeling, you know, has the ability, you know, to make us either feel better or start to create, you know, conditions that we have going on in the physical body. So, you know, when we're sad, we're worried, we're afraid, you know, that is just, you know, opening doors, like our emotions are opening doors, okay? And I feel like you've had, like, your share of, you know, being excessively overburdened with so many things, Melvin.
Well, that's true. I mean, I don't think that I'm afraid. It's just that it's so, like you just said, I'm overburdened with things in my life.
Yeah, well,
you know,
right,
all
but
these things that keep coming to me.
Right. At one time there was a fear, Melvin, and that's still there. You were holding on to grief at one time, and that's still there. And, you know, you're right now there's like uncertainty. And all of these things are like in your body, all of these emotions. It's an energy that's flowing through your body, okay? So what we want to do is just, you know, allow all of that to be released, Melvin.
Right.
Okay?
Well, yeah, I want to ask you, I do have the apartment. The lady, it's a new, real nice apartment complex. A lot of people there. And it's a one-bedroom apartment. And
okay.
I'm supposed to go by there tomorrow. Can you tell me, like, do you see when they're going to give me a confirmed date of when I can move in?
Okay. I'm trying to see Melvin. Okay. 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 I'm not getting an exact date right now as we're connecting, Melvin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think once, you know, you clear your energy, like tonight, it's going to be better for you going forward to connect, you know, about the apartment.
Yeah, I'm going there tomorrow, in the morning.
No, I understand. I understand it. So what you want to envision is you going there and, you know, she's telling you the date and it's really close and, you know, and you're just so happy. Because what
yeah.
you're feeling is what you're creating in your life, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So you just want to be filled with happy and positive and joyful emotions, okay? Allow yourself
yeah.
to have the happiness that you're not allowing at the present time. Okay, I
right.
do feel like there's an imbalance because of everything that's going on and the way you're feeling. And I'm hearing soon, Melvin. That's what I was hearing, the word soon. Okay.
Well, I gotta be out of this apartment by the 18th of next month.
Okay, and I'm getting that when you meet tomorrow, there's going to be positive communication in regard to you, you know, obtaining that apartment. Okay.
Okay. Do you see me paying my deposit down tomorrow to ensure this apartment?
I got a probably. I didn't get a yes right now. I got a probably. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think we have to clear the energy that you have going on presently, Melvin.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I just feel like, you know, you've got to, you know, start, you know, feeling grateful while I have this beautiful new apartment to move into. And, you know, think about all the stuff that's going to go right in your life and not anything that's could possibly go wrong. And when we do that,
yeah.
Melvin, what that does, it opens the doors for more good to come into your life. It opens the door for blessings, okay? So just,
yeah.
you know, just envision yourself going in saying, you know, Melvin, what day is good for you? Envision her saying that, the woman, okay? So
hey,
I'm getting, you've got to just, you know, you've got to feel it in your heart, be very happy. And don't let any negative thoughts come up, Melvin, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So you've just got to be careful with what you're feeling, because I do feel like you're holding on, you know, to a lot of emotions, and there's a lot that were because of, you know, traumatic experiences that you've had in this lifetime, and there's a lot of energy you're holding on to from traumatic experiences that your soul had experienced in past lifetimes, okay? So
yes,
there's
ma'am.
Fear, there's anxiety, there's a lot of low vibrational energy. And it comes from all these experiences that you've had. You've had a lot of trauma in this lifetime, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Do you
so
see
I'm going to turn it over to Barbara, and I see a telephone call or something. So I do feel it's going to be good, Melvin, but we've got to clear your energy, okay?
Okay. What about
okay.
my finances?
Excuse me?
Yeah, what about my finances? You see any improvement? On my finances?
I do, but you've got to stay grounded right now. Like I said, I feel like your energy right now is sort of, you know, it's sort of like putting like a gate up between you and everything. But I'm getting yes. I'm getting things are going to change, yes. So now I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and to help Melvin to just get rid of all that energy that you're holding on to that doesn't serve you and is actually... You know, it's causing blockages in your life. It's affecting your organs, okay?
Yes,
and we don't want to hold on to anything that's not positive because it can, in fact, you know, start as disease and then and work its way into disease, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. God bless you, honey. Barbara?
Okay, Melvin. I am getting a phrase for you. Let me just say this phrase several times and see what they are going to say next. Okay, so just breathe deeply and listen. I release the energies of others. 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 And they were showing me that you had energies from your interpretation of what other people meant stuck in your body. So when you're believing that someone doesn't like you or has negative feelings about you, you are taking that belief, that energy, and you are sticking it in your own body. And then every time you see that person, that energy comes into play. Energy is negative energy, and so it's not creating anything good. You're not allowing anything good to be created within you because of the negativity you're hanging on to, connected with what you believe about other people. So you need to stop forming these negative impressions of other people and stop hanging on to the energies connected with that. So just release the energies of others. And you're going to need to do that whenever you're in a situation when you're around those people you think have negative energies about you. Because you are taking that to yourself. And so when I was saying I released the energies of others. I could see that there were energies coming out of your body. And one of the places that it was coming from was your kidneys. So you are putting negative energies in there whenever you are having beliefs about other people and their negativity. You are creating that negativity within you. So you need to let that go. It's really important that you let go of all the negative beliefs you have about anything or anyone, because that does play a part in your life, what you are creating with your beliefs. So stop taking that stuff on and let it go. And start asking your heart, you know, what should I believe? What should I do? What should I say? And listen to the answers. Yes. Because your brain is so used to creating negativity that it doesn't know how to create anything else. So check in with your heart, your brain, and it'll make a huge difference. And that includes the whole situation with your partner. Check in with your heart. See it happening. See it working beautifully. See yourself having everything that you need. Feel love. Feel light. And let everything else go. Because you don't need to create that in your life. What you've been creating in your life for a number of years now. And it hasn't brought you anything great. So stop it. Let it go. From your own heart. That makes sense?
Yes, ma'am. It always do, Ms. Barbara, when you say it.
Okay. So release all of the energies that you've been taking from other people and start checking in with your heart. It's time for you to start creating a great life. And you have the ability to do so. You've always had the ability. So start utilizing it.
And Barbara, Ginger is saying, Melvin, invest in yourself. It pays the best interest.
Invest in myself what?
It pays the best interest.
Okay.
When you invest in yourself.
Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Listen to your heart, get out of your head.
Definitely.
Yeah. Thank you all so much.
God
you
bless,
are
Melvin.
Welcome.
All right.
Okay. We're done.
Wow. Okay, then. Well, I guess we did what we came here to do. So I'm glad that we were here and helped, you know, everyone that needed some help from us. And Ginger saying, Barbara, make sure that you keep your head up high, otherwise your beautiful crown is going to fall off.
Okay.
Beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's talking to my mother too much. And hanging out with Joan and Betty and, oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for another beautiful evening, Barbara.
Thank you.
And I look forward to connecting again, yes, next week. Do you have any classes or anything going on that you want to mention before we end the show?
I am starting another spiritual development class on Wednesday.
Okay.
And I can tell you what it's about because this is what they told me. Okay.
Okay.
We will assist you in letting go of all of the limitations you have been taught to accept as the truth. We will help you to open up to all of the aspects of life so that you can use your own wisdom to make choices. We will help you to remove your own blinders and see life through your eternal eyes. Are you ready to live life fully, to believe in and experience magic and miracles, to allow yourself to instantly create what your heart and soul desire? Are you ready to fully accept and embrace all of your physical, mental, and spiritual aspects as you live as one? It is time to be complete and whole in every aspect of your existence. Are you ready? So that's what the class is about.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Totally amazing.
It will be. So.
Very, very good. And if anyone is interested, they can connect with you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. And Ginger is saying, you know, you're just going to help them to ride the waves of love. She's showing me, you know, there they go on the beautiful waves of love in the magnificent ocean, Barbara. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think it really will be. The chakra class was phenomenal. And everybody cleared out
beautiful,
so much
beautiful
stuff. And, oh, it's just wonderful. And they said this will be even more powerful.
Yes, it feels as though it will. Yes. Beautiful. Yep, everyone that attends will feel the magic. That's what I'm getting. That's absolutely amazing. Beautiful. Well, thank you, and I wish everyone a very blessed week, and I look forward to connecting you again next week.
Me too.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.